比如说有人跟一个礼物被包着像这样。
And you took the gift and shook it and you didn't hear anything.
你得到它你晃一晃什么也没听到。
You look at the paper and you think, this is very roughly wrapped.
你看看外面它包装得很粗糙。
And you're probably wondering, what a value could be in this?
你可能在想它有什么价值呢？
In fact, you might be thinking, I'm probably better off without it.
可能你想，也许得不到它也无所谓。
And I think this, in some ways, is a little bit how Joseph must have felt.
在某些方面，这就是约瑟当所经历的。
Joseph was so excited, as I'm sure, it doesn't say he was, but I imagine he was about to get married.
周瑟当时一定非常兴奋呀，因为他要结婚了。
So, Li Chuan Dao, are you excited right now?
像李传道，你看结婚，你是不是很高兴啊？现在
？Okay, he's got a big smile on his face. All right.
Yeah, 笑得很开心。
He better.
Yeah.
And I think Joseph must have been excited. But as God began to reveal what this gift was all about,
当上帝将要显示在这个礼物将是什么的时候。
Joseph was probably wondering if he really wanted to open this gift.
约瑟可也许在想他是不是要这样的礼物。
Well, the Gospel of Matthew tells us the story from a very interesting point of view.
马太福音给我们讲了这个故事从一个非常有趣的角度。
It doesn't include the angel appearing to Mary.
他没有显示，就是说，天使向玛利亚显现。
It doesn't include the angel appearing to Zechariah.
他没有显示出这个天使向撒加利亚去显现。
It doesn't include the prayer of Mary.
他同时也没有记载玛利亚的祷告。
So we see it from the perspective.Of a simple carpenter named Joseph.
我们从一个木匠的身上所看到的这一切。
And I think God did this in a very special way to let us be there and to see what it must have been like for Joseph to begin to unwrap this gift.
神让我们从一个很特别的角度，让从约瑟的身上看这样一样礼物是怎样给他的。
Well, the first thing we see in verse 18.Is a crisis beginning to unfold.
在马太福音第一章十八节这里就看到一个危机在约瑟的身上。
In verse 18, it says, his mother, Jesus's mother, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
十八节这样记载，就是在耶稣的母亲玛利亚许配了约瑟，但还没有迎娶的时候，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
It doesn't present it in such a way as though Mary is coming around and saying, "Hey, guess what? The angel appeared to me, and I'm going to have a baby." It's like, "Whoa, look what happened."
这并不是说有天使这时候告诉玛利亚说啊，我有一个小孩了，我很高兴，怎么怎么样？不是这样。
So it's just more like, this is found to have happened.
他就是说哦怎么会这样
and in their culture, it would have been much more of a scandal than it would in today's culture.
在当时那种文化中这更像是一个很不幸的事情。
Joseph was a very devout Jew. He was a very righteous man, and the law was very important to him.
约瑟是一个义人律法对他来说是非常的重要。
And in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 23 through 25, let me go ahead and read this. It says, If a man happens to meet in a town a virgin pledged to be married, and he sleeps with her, you shall take both of them to the gate of that town and stone them to death. The young woman, because she was in town and did not scream for help, and the man, because he violated another man's wife. You must purge the evil from among you.But if out in the country a man happens to meet a young woman pledged to be married and rapes her, then only the man who has done this shall die.
在旧约利未记22章22节到25节这样说，若遇到人与丈夫妇人行淫，就将奸夫淫妇一并致死，这样就从那恶从以色列中除掉。若有处女已经许配丈夫，有人在城里遇见她与她行淫，你们就要把这二人带到本城门，用石头打死女子，是因为虽在城里却没有喊叫，男子是因为玷污别人的妻，这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。若有男子在田野遇见已经许配人的女子，强行与她行淫，只要将那男子致死。
So, as Joseph is beginning to unwrap this package, he finds, okay, this pure virgin, this wonderful, devout woman that I thought I was going to marry, she's pregnant.
当约瑟正在打开这个礼物，他看到什么情况呢？他看到自己将要娶的未婚妻是一个处女，却突然怀孕了。
And she appears to be lying about it.
并且呢，玛利亚似乎并不像在向别人坦诚说这件事。
She says it's the Holy Spirit. She might as well say it's an alien.
她也许说是个外星人。
How many people have been impregnated in the history of the world through the Holy Spirit?
在人类历史上有没有一个人从圣灵怀孕而生子的
？So Mary was the first.
玛利亚是第一个。
Same as aliens, you know, it had never happened with an alien. It had never happened with the Holy Spirit.
也许像外星人一样。
So is Joseph going to believe this?
约瑟会相信这一切吗
？I don't think so.
我不这样认为。
I wouldn't have.
如果是我不会。
No way.
没有办法。
I don't think anyone here would have.
我不觉得哪个人在这里会。会相信。
So Joseph was not blamed for this. He was considered a righteous man.
但是约瑟没在这件事上犯罪，他被认为是一个正直的人。
Now, I imagine Mary could have had a way out. She could have said, "I was raped outside of the town," and then maybe nothing bad would happen to her. Might give him some time.
我在想，玛利亚也许会找一个借口，就是说啊，她可能是被人强奸了，才有这样的结果。
But Mary.She was too pure and devout to lie.
可是玛利亚就是这样纯洁和圣洁的来，她而且她没有讲这样的谎话。
Even if the world thought she was a liar.
也许世界上的人，所有人都认为她是一个说谎的人。
So how is Joseph feeling now?
所以约瑟这时候感到怎么样呢？
The Bible doesn't say other than afraid.
圣经没有说别的，只是说他非常的害怕。
I imagine he was feeling betrayed.
我想他可能会感到自己被妻子背叛了。
How could God allow this to happen to me? I haven't done anything wrong.
上帝为什么允许这样的事发生在我身上呢？我犯了什么错呢
？And how could Mary do this to me?
玛利亚为什么会做出这样的事，对我做这样的事呢？
He was probably very angry.
他也许非常生气。
He probably, thought in some ways that Mary deserved death.
他也许想玛利亚也许死了会是他的惩罚。
In accordance with the law.
会，这是针对旧约的律法所说的。
He probably felt foolish.
他也许想自己是多么愚蠢呢。
How could he have so misjudged this woman?
他怎么会看玛利亚会有这样怎么会没有看出玛利亚会做出这样的事呢
？And he probably felt, he did feel afraid, for his reputation and maybe even his own safety.
他也许从他的名誉或者自己的安全想，他觉得自己是非常的害怕。
And I'm sure he felt confused.
他更加是非常迷惑了。
So this leaves Joseph with a difficult choice.
这样约瑟就有个非常困难的选择了。
What's he going to do? Condemn Mary and have her stoned?
他怎么做呢？他是不是谴责玛利亚，让玛利亚被众人用石头打死呢
？In this way, he could protect himself. Hey, it was another man and my fiance. I didn't do anything wrong.
从这样的话，他可以保持自己的名誉，是别人干的，而且他说出来，这样呢，他自己并没有做什么错事。
If he claims that the child is his own, he's lying.
如果他声称那个孩子是他的，他在说谎。
And he would possibly be endangering himself because this was out of wedlock.
他也许是在把自己放在非常危险的境地，这是违反律法。
And what he ended up doing was divorcing her quietly.
他最后想做的就是说是静悄悄的，不对别人说，就跟玛利亚离婚算了。
Not bringing public accusation against her.
不要对公众说任何事，不要让任何人说起这件事。
So this is the crisis that Joseph found himself in.
所以这就是约瑟当时所面临的危机。
And oftentimes, as in Joseph's life, our crisis, the crisis that we find ourselves in, reveals our true character.
也许在约瑟的身上，这样的危机就是我们在日常生活中所遇到的相似的危机。
And in verse 19, we really begin to see Joseph's character unfold.
在第十九节，我们就看到了约瑟他自己的性格怎样显现出来。
It says, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
十九节这样说，她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，就要暗暗的把她休了。
Doesn't say that he had firmly decided this.
他并没有说他非常坚决地要这样做。
But this seems to be where he's leaning.
但是这只是说他更倾向于这样做。
And so what this tells us about Joseph is that we see here that he is a merciful person.
这里我们看到约瑟，他是一个充满怜悯的人。
He was a righteous man.
他是个公义的人。
A man of truth.
懂得真理的人。
And yet he was someone who came full of grace.
他充满了怜悯，充满了恩典。
In John chapter 1,
在约翰福音第一章
verse 14,
十四节
it says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
这里说道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们也看见他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So this is Emmanuel, God with us.
所以这就是以马内利，神与我们同在。
God became flesh.
上帝成为我们中间的一位。
Made his dwelling among us.
在我们中间。
And he came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
他从天父那里充满了恩典与慈爱。
And I think it's beautiful that the father God chose for his son was also a man who was full of grace and truth.
这是多么美丽的图画，上帝他的儿子变成了人，在我们中间充满丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
He could not lie, he was faithful to the law, and yet he was full of mercy and grace.
他当时不能撒谎，他遵循着律法，同时这里又有恩典与慈爱。
We see Joseph as a man of courage who is not controlled by his fear.
我们看到约瑟真是这样的一个义人，他并没有被这样的恐惧所吓倒。
And so we see his character being revealed. But another thing that happens in the midst of crisis is our character is formed.
我们在这个过程中，我们认识了约瑟，同时我们更加看到约瑟的性格在这样的事件中得到了建造。
And oftentimes our character will be developed.
在这样过程中，我们看到他是怎样被建造的。
And I think God was using this to develop some character in Joseph that he would need later on.
我们看到上帝通过这件事情来怎样建造约瑟，在以后的事情中，约瑟是需要这样的经历。
Consider how he was protecting Mary, and later on he was going to need to protect Jesus.
我们看到他在这个时候是需要保护玛利亚，在以后的时候呢，他需要保护耶稣。
In Isaiah 53, it says that Jesus was a tender root out of dry ground.
在以赛亚书五十三章，我们看到主耶稣生长如嫩芽。
When you think of a tender root out of dry ground, something very fragile, something that would be very easily destroyed.
我们会认为嫩芽在土中生长，它是非常脆弱，非常容易被损坏的。
And something that needed protection.
是需要被保护的。
And I think that this is something that Joseph did a very good job of later on when he had to flee from Herod and go to Egypt.
这就是约瑟以后所做的，他离开了当时出生的地方去埃及。
So in the midst of this crisis, we see Joseph's character revealed and we see it developing.
在这样的危机中，我们看到约瑟的性格是怎样被显现出来，并且呢被怎样的去进一步去发展。
What I'd like to talk about now is Joseph's calling. So we have the crisis, character, and calling of Joseph.
在这个时候呢，我们要讲讲约瑟的他的对约瑟的呼召。我们讲到约瑟的危机、约瑟的性格以及呼召。
First thing I noticed about Joseph's calling was the way that God addressed Joseph.
所以我们第一步所看到的约瑟的这个呼召是神怎么样叫约瑟这个名字。
In verse 20,
在二十节
it says, But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
马太福音一章二十节，正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只要娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
So he addressed Joseph, a simple carpenter, who truly was a man wrapped in this kind of wrapping paper. He addressed him as son of David.
他神称呼约瑟，并不是说他像一个这样粗糙包裹的包裹，是一个很普通的木匠，他却称呼他大卫的子孙。
He didn't say son of Jacob, who was Joseph's father.
他并没有说你是雅各的孩子。
He said, "You are the son of David."
他就是说你是大卫的子孙。
The greatest king that Israel has ever known.
是以色列历史上最伟大的国王。
And you are going to be the father of the king of all kings.
你将会成为万王之王的父亲。
So things are not as they appear. Joseph thinks he's a simple carpenter. He finds out, whoa, I'm being called to something much greater than this.
约瑟这时候意识到他并不是像他自己所经历，是一个普通的木匠，他是一个他所没有想到的更加伟大的一个人物。
In verse 20, we also see that Joseph was called to believe.
在第二十节，我们也看到约瑟这里接受了这样呼召，他相信。
He was called to believe that this pregnancy was from the Holy Spirit.
他被呼召，让他相信说，玛利亚所怀的孩子是从圣灵所生的。
For the first time in the history of the world, and the last, God.Holy Spirit has impregnated a woman.
是人类历史上唯一的一次，神圣灵从人怀孕生子。
And it is this simple teenager who's dressed as plainly as Joseph.
这是一个年轻人，他的名字就叫约瑟。
So he was called to believe, this, and he was also called to believe that.Mary and him had been chosen for something very special.
约瑟在这时候，神呼召他相信，说他和玛利亚被神呼召出来去做一件非常特别的事情。
And one of the ways that we see this is in the names of Jesus.
我们从耶稣的名字这里看到了这件事。
First one, Jesus means he will save his people from their sins.
首先耶稣的名字的意思就是说他将他的子民从罪恶中拯救出来。
I don't know if any of you guys ever wake up in the morning, with regrets, hating yourself for things you've done.
我不知道有哪一位这里早晨起来的时候为你所做过的为你所犯下的罪感到非常的悔恨。
I do.
我是这样的。
This morning I woke up being attacked with all kinds of condemning thoughts.
今天早晨我起来的时候我感到我的罪在那里就在谴责我。
And I was reminded the name of Jesus means he will save his people from their sins.
我当时有这样的感动说耶稣我们的主是要把他的子民从罪中拯救出来。
This is not something that happened 2,000 years ago that only had relevance for those people. This is something that has relevance for us today.
我想耶稣的拯救并不是2000年前那一件拯救那周围所有的人，而是2000年来拯救我们这些所有的罪人。
The other name is Emmanuel.
另外的一个名字叫做以马内利。
Which means God with us.
他的意思就是说神与我同在。
You know, maybe you hear people say God be with you.
也许你听着说上帝保佑你。
Sometimes it seems like a kind of a nebulous, hard to grasp idea.
有时候你可能会感觉到这是一个很难抓到的东西。
What is God?
神是什么？
I have a colleague at work.
我有个同事。
We were talking about this film, a nativity story. I'm going to show you a little clip of it here in a little bit.
我跟呢正在讲一个小电影，我们一会儿会看到。
And she loves the film.
她很喜欢这个电影。
But she believes that there are many roads to God. Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, whatever you believe, you can come to God.
可是她就相信有很多这样的神，比如说佛教的神、伊斯兰教的神。
Just last week, I told her, I said, if it were not for Jesus coming in the flesh,
我告诉她，如果不是耶稣变成了肉身来到我们中间，
if it were not for God coming and living in our midst,
如果不是神成为人生活在我们中间，
so that we could see who God is,
这样我们才能看到神是什么样子，
and know Him in this way,
所认识他。
Then I would have no hope.
我就没有指望。
And this, I think, is the hope that we as Christians have that no one else has.
这就是我们作为基督徒所有的指望，是世上其他的人所没有的。
We have seen, we know this is God.
我们就看到这就是神。
And we have the opportunity to continue to open the package and see the beauty of Jesus inside.
我们这样的机会逐渐地打开这个包裹，所看到我们的主，我们的耶稣是这样的宝贵。
So his calling, first of all, he was addressed as a son of David. He was called to believe that this pregnancy is real and that you have been called to something very special.
这就是约瑟所得到的呼召，说你是大卫的子孙，你得到的恩赐是这样的特别。
He was encouraged with the meanings of Jesus' name and what this meant to the world.
他受到何等的鼓舞，他从耶稣的名字上就得到所这样的恩典是多么的，让多么的宝贵。
And he was called to obey.
他同时被呼召说要遵行。
He was called to take Mary home as his wife.
他被呼召说你要把玛利亚带回去做你的妻子。
To not be afraid to do this thing.
不要害怕。
And he was called to name the child Jesus.
他得到这样的呼召，所叫他的孩子叫耶稣。
So, how's Joseph feeling now?
所以，约瑟这时候感到怎么样呢？
I think he's feeling special.
我想他有很特别的感觉。
His life seemed to be coming unraveled, and now all of a sudden he realizes he has been called to one of the most special tasks in the history of the world.
他逐渐意识到他生命是这样的特别，也许是世界上最特别的一个人在那时。
He has been called a son of David by God's angel.
上帝的天使是这样称呼他，称呼他大卫的子孙。
He's come to realize that his wife is not an impure adulterous woman.
他意识到他的妻子并不是放在奸淫的妇人。
But she is the beautiful virtuous woman that he thought she was.
他正是那一位圣洁纯洁的妻子。
She's a woman of great courage.
她有非常大的勇气。
And she is not a liar.
她并没有撒谎。
But I imagine he's also feeling a sense of heaviness.
我想他也许感到有一种很沉重的感觉。
Because he has been given a responsibility, a care that none of us can relate to.
他得到的是这样一种责任，我们中间都没有这样的机会。有这样的责任。
He's been called to protect, to love, to nurture, and to raise the Son of God.
他会被呼召出来，去保护，去爱护，去喂养，神的儿子。
I've got a 4.5-minute clip of the film The Nativity Story that I want to show you guys.
我有个四分半的小电影给大家看一下。
Now, let me tell you what you're going to be seeing because there's no Chinese translation here.
这个电影呢没有中文的翻译，所以我会告诉你这是讲的是什么。
So in the first scene, you're going to see Joseph and Mary having a conversation after a confrontation, I guess you could say, after the news of Mary's pregnancy has come out.
So 第一幕呢，你会看到约瑟和玛利亚在这个危机中他俩的一段对话。
You'll see Mary's parents in the background.
你会看到玛利亚的父母在后面。
Imagine what they must be going through.
正在想象他们会怎么样。
And you're going to see Joseph struggling with what to do.
你会看到约瑟正在心里很困扰怎么做。
And you're going to see that he chooses not to accuse Mary.
你会看到他选择不去谴责玛利亚。
Then you will see the dream where the angel appears to Joseph.
你会看到天使在梦中向他显现。
And after that scene, you will see Joseph come back to Mary.
在最后一幕你会看到约瑟去来到玛利亚。
And tell her about the dream.
告诉他这个梦。
The coming of our Lord. Whoops. One thing I just want to mention about the, about the dream of Joseph.
我只关于约瑟的梦，我说一点。
It had this image of Joseph thinking of stoning Mary.
他想到约瑟，在想到石头会打向玛利亚。
And that's something that the movie makers added. The Bible doesn't say that was part of his dream.
这件事呢，圣经中并没有说，但是是这个电影制作人加上去。
But as a human, you must have wondered, or I was wonder if Joseph did have some kind of sense of, you know, that's what she deserves, and because she's done this to me and broken her vow with God.
如果是我，我就会想，那也许就是玛利亚所应受的，她竟然做了这样的错事。
So as we've looked at the crisis and the character of Joseph and the calling of Joseph.
所以我们如果看到在这样的危机以及约瑟的性格以及对约瑟的呼召
I'd like to look now at where does that take us?
我们会想在我们身上这有什么启发呢
What does this mean to us today?
对我们意味着什么呢
Well, I think one thing that I learned from Joseph
我学到的是这样
is how to respond when I feel betrayed,angry, helpless, or confused.
如果我们觉得被背叛，非常愤怒，无助和非常困惑，我们怎么办？
Joseph chose to show love, mercy, and gentleness.
约瑟的选择就是去表现他的爱，他的怜悯以及他的温柔。
When I was thinking about Joseph's character, 1 Corinthians 13 came to mind.
这是我想到哥林多前书第一章。
Let me go ahead and read. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
哥林多前书十三章四节，爱是恒久忍耐，又是恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
And some of the things, the aspects of love that I feel like Joseph especially displayed, were that he was patient.
在这里面，在约瑟身上，我们看到很多这样的品格，比如说他很耐心。
He was kind.
他很充满爱。
He was not self-seeking.
他并不是只寻求自我。
Think of how he looked to the interests of Mary, even though she seemed to have committed a grievous sin.
他并不是只盯着玛利亚身上不好的东西。
I'm sure he was angry, but he was not easily angered.
我认为他很愤怒，但是我不相信他是一个很容易生气的人。
His anger did not control him in this situation.
他的愤怒并没有控制他自己做出什么不该做的事情。
Love always protects.
爱总是。充满了保护的。
He protected Mary even when he thought she was a sinful woman, a liar who had wronged him greatly.
爱是这样保护玛利亚，即使是约瑟认为他做了很错的事情，爱也是这样保护着他。
And he protected Jesus as a tender root in the dry ground.
他保护了耶稣，就像保护在那土地中生长的嫩芽一样。
Love always trusts and love always perseveres.
爱总是充满了信任，爱总是充满了忍耐。
And we see the faith and the perseverance of Joseph.
我们在约瑟的身上看到了在充满忍耐的这样的信心。
So how do I respond when I feel betrayed, confused, upset, or helpless.
所以我如果是我感到背叛了，感到愤怒，感到无助和困惑的时候，我怎样回应呢？
May I respond as Joseph?
我可以像约瑟一样去回应。
How do we respond when our reputation is dragged through the mud?
我们如果自己的名誉在污泥中像被拖出来一样，在这种环境下，我们如何回应？
Joseph considered his character more important than his reputation.
约瑟认为他的内心比他的名誉要重要得多。
How do I respond when I feel put on the shelf or forgotten by God?
我如果感到我被神放在了架子上，并且神不理我，我怎么做呢？
Joseph held on to his faith.
约瑟保持着他的信心。
He continued to be a merciful man of integrity.
他一直是一个充满了正直的，充满了怜悯的人。
And finally, let us not forget what Christmas is all about.
最后我们不要忘了圣诞节是关于什么。
Emmanuel, God with us.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
So, as we have the opportunity to understand more and more this precious gift of Jesus.
当我们越来越了解神给我们的这样宝贵的礼物耶稣。
May we not forget that he entered history as a very, very small gift in the womb of a teenage girl.
我们来回想，他来到这个世界上有这样一个恩典的人，他却来一个很年轻的女孩子的身上。
And as we read the Gospels, may we never stop looking for new things about Jesus.
当我们看到这样的福音，我们永远不要忘记去寻求耶稣身上所新的发现给我们的启示。
And may we never forget that we are His body.
我们永远不要忘记，我们就是耶稣的身体。
That His Spirit lives in us.
他的灵就活在我们中间。
Emmanuel, God with us.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
Thank you.
谢谢。